We kick off this 5 o'clock hour by welcoming back to the show, well, an actor who has been creating memorable roles in film and television for more than three decades, from Blade Runner to Newhart, True Blood, and Deadwood, and of course the upcoming Deadwood movie. But he also made a very memorable television commercial, and though you can't see it, I think you'll enjoy hearing this little blast from the past.
Now that I'm a big TV personality and living in Hollywood, it's important that I improve my ability to party. So I got myself this hot tub and invited over some close friends I've known for hours. And instead of the usual boring soft drinks, I'm serving A&W root beer. A&W is rich and creamy, and it has that frosty mug taste. There's nothing like a hot tub, a cold frosty one, and some properly prepared crustacean. Pour yourself an A&W, regular or diet.
William Sanderson, my goodness, welcome back. You can find anything on the internet.
Oh, that's pretty scary, but thank you for having me back.
Well, ever since you were on with us last year, people have been saying, when will you have him back on again? He was terrific, and we're so excited to have you back and hear about the making of the Deadwood movie. What was that experience like?
Well, you know the non-disclosure thing, right? I have more stuff off the stage, but it was a thrill of the lifetime for me. I mean, a lot of anxiety negotiating, and you can't see the script yet, and but really fun. And what the most striking thing was the camaraderie or the warmth or the respect. You know, there was a guy who said he wanted to fight me during the third year, I think. And so I don't know what I'm going to get into this time. I get there, and he throws the biggest hug. Hi, Billy, how you doing, man? And then some others, you know, that one of them said to the director, I hate that character. And he's talking about me. So he did the same thing, gave me a hug. Good to see you. You look great. I don't know. It was like a family reunion, but where you like everybody.
Wow, that's not like most family reunions then. Well, that's wonderful. And I saw an interview with Ian, and he was talking about the fact that everybody was so glad to see each other, and also that everybody realizes, too, this will be the last time you're all together like this. So everybody seemed to appreciate it more.
I guess, and there was some, I read these things, and people say the series ends, and there's tears and stuff, and I scoff at it or something, but I saw a number of people, and then Milch would sometimes give us a pep talk before about your character. I'm still talking in disjointed fragments, forgive me, but, you know, you tear up when you, oh, am I going to survive? We're back, you know? You know, we're only as good as our next job.
Right, right.
So it was a thrill. That's all I can say. I wish it was more eloquent.
Well, I know it's very eloquent, and I know you can't talk too much about the particulars, but I did read somewhere that the action picks up 10 years later from when the television series ended.
Exactly, exactly. They're celebrating Deadwood, South Dakota statehood. And maybe HBO will hear me and I won't get in trouble. The talking points, they say that former rivalries are reignited, old wounds are reopened, and alliances are tested. But I could go on and on, but there's a lot of changes. Short answer, I guess, the toll of time, but it was good to be back, and it was, I feel, it was a gift, you know.
Now, maybe you can't tell us, is the Grand Central Hotel back?
Well, it's there. I think they wouldn't, the HBO wouldn't get on me. If you talk too much on the internet, they came down on some person, so I'm sorry to be boring, but they did build a hotel for Sheriff Bullock and his partner, Saul Starr, John Hawks and Tim Oliphant, two wonderful actors. And Ian McShane is as great as ever.
In something like this where you inhabited that character pretty intensely during the time of the series, and then it was like, you know, you're gone from it for 10 years. How hard is it to get back into a character after a layoff of that amount of time.
Well, if anything, they accentuated his Farnham's insecurities and fears, and so it wasn't hard. The danger in playing a role, you start to feel like you're that character. I mean, when I was on the Newhart show, can I do something I never do? I used to say, "Hi, I'm Larry. This is my brother Daryl, and this is my other brother Daryl." In case people say, "Who is this clown talking?" But anyway, I wouldn't curse. I've tried to be that. And when I played bad guys years ago, I thought I was a real tough guy. It's just crazy. Now I see myself as a weasel, or either David Milch, the great creator, sees me as a weasel. But Farnham's fun to play. He has another side. You may get to see a little of it in this show. I don't know what they've cut out.
Well, so you haven't seen the finished product yet?
No, I may have to loop it or, go to a screen and synchronize the voice to the action on the screen. No, but sometimes I wouldn't see it when we were doing the series until, and that suits me fine, I can lie about it better.
So did it give you, as an actor, getting back together with everybody? And when the series originally aired, there was some talk about being another season, and that didn't happen. Did this give you some closure, in a sense?
Oh, I just wish, I can't describe it. When you're dragging, you're in your 70s, dragging 70, and you get a job like this and get, you don't usually get to repeat these experiences. Mm. Oscar Wilde, you can only have one great experience in life. The trick is, or the secret is, to repeat it as much as possible. And even the great producer, Carolyn Strauss, said, when you have that experience, you don't get the chance sometimes to go back and repeat it. Well, so it was fun. It was. Closure. They talk about doing another one. What if they, by surprise, the reboot had a lot of eyeballs? I don't like to think about that. I often think I want it to come out while I'm still alive, just like the book I'm struggling with. Proofreading, if I'm may say. Anyway, couldn't be more fun. And they say it'll be out in May. That's not the official word from HBO, but that's what Ian said, and a friend of mine, Dayton Cowley, who lives in L.A., so they hear things more than I do.
Well, if we hear it from Al Swearingen, then we're going to believe that. We're talking with William Sanderson here on Downtown. And Bill, last time you were on with us, we talked about a little bit about the book and how that was going, and you mentioned it. You're in the proofreading phase. How is that process going for you?
It is the hardest thing I've ever done. Thank you for asking about it. I said, oh, my goodness. I said to Sharon, he'll ask me. I have the cover. They sent me the cover, but you can't really judge it by the cover.
No, it's what they say.
But it's a younger picture of me, but I truly believe that someone can order it before Deadwood comes out. That was always the dream. If I were a real writer, they would have months and months of notice ahead of time, but it's closer than it's ever been, and I'll have to shoot myself if something happens, but we're working on it daily, and to be honest, you want to know, it's self-published, but we had an offer to publish it, and they want to control things, and the agent, literary agent, said, I think you should self-publish it after months of, and so I can control it better, and might make a little money, you would make more money, but I never wrote it for that idea.
Well, that sounds great. Now, did you settle on a title?
Yeah, but I'm a little scared to say that. I guess, you've been so nice to me. But it's just, I'm that guy, the rough and tumble life of a character actor.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Well, I have more defects than virtues, and we got a lot of self-destruction in there, and I sure hope that it people get to see it.
Well, yeah, when you were with us last time, you were very open about some of the struggles you've dealt with through the years, and I think that's going to be wonderful for people in any line of work, but actors, anybody who's dealing with some of those challenges along the way, I think they'll find it inspirational that you can come out on the other side and continue to have great success.
That's really kind of you. You know, every actor, you'll see them, oh, I had a tough childhood, or oh, I drank, or oh, I got all that in a precarious childhood, I'll put it that way. But what I feel like, I'm very happy, and I reached my dreams, you know. It's,
Well, and
you know, I got most of life's prizes. I feel like I'm well off, and a wonderful family, and so forth. So I had to... I don't know. I hope it inspires some people.
Well, I'm sure it will. And you did that, as so many have, with the help of, as you mentioned, an awfully strong family. And that starts with your wife. And you've said you probably wouldn't be here if you hadn't met her.
That's what I'm told. And she tries to do the right thing, you know. And I'm reminded, I think... Some of the results in the book are, like a psychiatrist said to me, you guys take a lot of rejection. Somebody has to pay for that. So in between jobs, I self-destruct. But Sharon is a saint, and she's immense help. If you drank a long time ago, she remembers things better than I do. I'm afraid I'm talking too much.
No, not at all.
I'm about
no.
the book, but I could tell one story, kind of make it quick. We have a guy collaborating. I had 900 pages of notes that had no way to organize. So he's a Hollywood writer, and I said, well, I stopped drinking. He said, you stopped, or you just slowed down or cut back? And it made me think. So from the time we started working seriously on this thing, I stopped drinking completely. Hadn't touched it, but God, that's boring. young people are saying, I don't want to read his book, old fart. but I might fall off the wagon and it runs over my foot. Never know.
We're talking.
But I thank my friend who collaborates with me for saying, did you really stop?
Oh, yeah. You need that voice. So we're talking with Bill Sanderson. Well, let's mention, too, while we've got you here, the Facebook page, which is so good, and Instagram as well, which has been a great way for fans to connect with you.
Oh, thank you. I do. I'm so old, I'll start actor / William. What is it? William Sanderson, actor. Well, they can find it anyway. Nick from Tin Can Media helps me with the Facebook. Sharon helps me. And what is it? The actor / William / Sanderson.
Yeah, on Instagram,
I don't
right.
know what it's called, but I see it every day. I could look it up.
Yeah, well, we can do that for you. We talked last time you were on about some of the people you worked with early in your career. Was there one actor that you worked alongside early on that you either learned a lot from or took things from or influenced you to stick with it? Because the life of a character actor can be a challenging one.
Well, early on, you know, when I was a kid, I watched Lee Marvin and Charles Bronson, these people, and then got to work with them. But I don't know. I saw a Broadway play in the 60s with George Scott, and he inspired me. But early on, we were all struggling actors. William Hickey was a great teacher of mine.
Yeah.
He was nominated for an Academy Award for Pritz's Honor. I feel like I should insert some names of people who are still alive. I just know that a lot of young people listen to your show. And congratulations, it's during that draft time slot, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, yeah.
Yes, but I don't know if I answered your question. I would say all of them.
Carrie, did you find the Instagram, the official address here?
Yeah, it's actor_William_Sanderson, if you are searching for William Sanderson on Instagram. And williamsanderson.net is the website to check out I remember your website has some just great photos from your career. And then on Facebook, it's Official William Sanderson Fan Page.
Boy, that shows you. People say, you're going to work more? I just wanted to get through this. It's just a little hard when you're 75 and you draw blanks, you know. But I got through the show pretty well in spite of my decrepitude.
So the photos on your website, they cover a lot of your career. Have you integrated a lot of photos or planning to into the book?
Oh, that's a sweet question. You know, my wife took a lot of pictures. I didn't even know she took them. And so she had been putting them away. So there are some that have never been seen and some that are rarely seen, but yes, thank you for asking that. There's quite a few that nobody's seen, and it'd probably be black and white. We could put the color pictures, but you have to charge so much. I don't want the people not buying the book because color photos, everything is expensive, but I've seen prototype or something. I've seen the pictures. I thank my wife. Long answer to your question.
We were looking at the Facebook page, and one of my favorite character actors, you posted a picture with him from when you did Wagons East. Ed Lauder was such a talented guy.
Oh, he was. He was wonderful. And I was shocked when he passed away. Yes, he's a sweet man, too. He invited me to film festival one time, and that was nice of him. I'm trying to think. You know, he could sing. He could do a lot of things.
Mm.
Made friends with Lee Marvin, which is no easy task if the actor's been dead for many years. But he won an Academy Award for Cat Ballou. Now, he played everything as a drunk. But
now, since we had you on, we also had on the show Miss Stephanie. Julia Duffy was on with us.
Oh, and she has a book.
She does, and we talked with her about her book, Bad Auditions.
Yeah, she stole my idea. I wanted to do that. But I did see her out in California and her handsome husband. I met their children. They're fully grown now. But she's a very smart lady. And I think she just did a job called The Kids or something on TV. I forget, but... Yeah,
I think she's doing. Is it the Cool Kids with? Yeah. It's quite a cast. Jamie Farr is in there. Very talented group.
Yeah, and they had Joanna Cassidy do one who was in Blade Runner.
And Joanna has been on with us since we talked to you last as well. We're gathering up all your old colleagues.
I better be careful what I say. But Joanna has a book. She may not have told you, but this is the hardest working woman, and she goes all around the country to shows. I can't do that as much anymore, and I did some autograph shows. But she's got a great following, and she's still beautiful, and I guess I can tell one story on her.
Oh, please do, yes.
I was on Deadwood, and I think Mark Tinker, who started MTM, his son, a Tinker anyway, was directing. And he came to the set one day and he said, I got a call from your friend, Joanna Cassidy. She wanted to join the cast, but he used that word. You know, everybody's your friend. You know, I just admire her, though. I think we're quasi-friends. She knows I respect her. But she is a beautiful leading lady type, and I'm a humble character actor, so I watch I'm careful with her.
Well, Bill, it's just a delight to have you join us again, and great to catch up with you. We can't wait to see the Deadwood movie, which should be coming out sometime in May. And please hope you'll come back when the book is ready to go. We would love to talk about the book when it's about to be published, or even before, or whenever you want to come back. We'll always have you on with us. We love it.
Oh, that's kind. In the Stephen King environment, I'm always intimidated.
He's like a big cuddly teddy bear.
Is he?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But meet us talking about books and stuff around the genius type is, I believe you. I believe you. The story I think I told you before, I had a positive attitude because I heard he sometimes would give early on. Production company maybe didn't have as much money to do a movie as opposed to some big studio. And I said, I like that, you know. I don't know. Hearsay, fact based on hearsay.
Well, I will say if it's something like that where he's helping out, it's probably the real deal because that's the kind of guy we know him to be.
Well, the beautiful see the beautiful. Take care, okay?
All right, Bill, thank you so much. Good luck with Deadwood, and we'll talk with you again sometime soon.
All right, thanks again. Bye-bye.
That's William Sanderson. Deadwood, the movie coming out in May with that whole cast back together. Cannot wait to see it.